Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
It is now time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorbman. Randy, news this morning about a local company involved in developing treatments for a variety of illnesses. I understand they're now going to be a publicly traded company.
That's right. Beth, Vaccinex, a biotechnology company, you may have passed by them if you drive on Mount Hope Avenue in Rochester. That's their headquarters. They went with their IPO last week, went public, raising $40 million in the process. Vaccinex is involved in the development of treatments focused on what is described as diseases with unmet needs, including cancer. Maurice Zauderer is CEO of the company, which was founded in 2001. He says the money raised by going public will help Vaccinex expand on the kinds of work it is doing through its clinical trials.
We'll help advance the clinical trials in non-small cell lung cancer, in melanoma, and in Huntington's disease. It may also enable us to undertake some additional studies in other types of cancer and eventually in other neurodegenerative diseases.
Vaccinex now has 44 employees, with a number of them having ties to the Rochester area or coming out of the U of R and RIT. As we reported over the weekend, Greenlight Networks, which last month announced the expansion of its broadband services into the west side of Monroe County with service in the town of Gates, apparently now is moving into one of the largest towns in the county. A notice from Greestown Supervisor Bill Reilich says they'll be making an announcement tomorrow regarding Greenlight expanding its fiber optic network into that town. They already are in several communities on the east side as well as the city of Rochester. The Rochester Hispanic Business Association naming Arlene Santiago as its 2018 Hispanic Business Person of the Year. Santiago serves as Senior VP, General Counsel, and Legal Director at ESL Federal Credit Union. She also serves as the Foodlink Board Chair. Santiago will be honored at a gala luncheon coming up on September 27th. Governor Cuomo last week announcing the winners of the 33rd New York Wine Classic. That is a nationally recognized competition highlighting the best of New York wines and ciders. The Governor's Cup, a top award, was presented to Cayuga Spring Vineyards for a 2017 Gewürztraminer from the Finger Lakes region. The first ever Governor's Cider Cup went to Kite and String's Pioneer Pippin Cider. Interesting name. It's produced by the Finger Lakes Cider House in Seneca County. And Dr. Constantine Frank Winery in the Finger Lakes got the Winery of the Year Award. Workers at UFCW Local 1, which represents a lot of workers at Tops Markets, of course now dealing with those bankruptcy issues, approving a pension agreement that will allow for a large upfront contribution into the employees' 401k plans, along with payments based on age and years of service. The employees' pension plan was underfunded. The new agreement, they say, keeps the current pension plan in place until it runs out of money in about 8 years. The new agreement also has language that keeps the contract in place for the workers if remaining Tops stores are sold. And if you're looking for some part-time work, Darien Lake hiring about 1,000 employees to fill various part-time job openings, including ride operators for the annual Fright Fest. It's part of their extended season. It runs for 5 weekends, beginning on September 28th. They do the hiring at Darien Lake Saturdays from noon until 4. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbman.